Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to episode 67. Let's talk about spiritual cleanse. What is that? Why do we possibly need one? And how do we go about doing it? So you've probably heard before that it's good to detoxify your body from time to time. It's important to rid yourself of all the bad toxins and start fresh with a healthy diet plan. All right, like we've got to get rid of all that junk we put inside ourselves. The same holds true for our spirit. The spirit will consume toxins of sorts as well. Think about things emotionally that we can't fully digest. Something horrible happens to us or someone else that we care about. Our spirit holds on to things like that, and it stays absorbed. Or negative thoughts, negative emotions. All those negative thoughts, experiences, and situations are absorbed, much like unhealthy toxins are absorbed in the body. Do you know how good it feels to stand like in a hot shower and let warm water run all over your face after you've been crying? Well, that's a spiritual cleansing. Getting that stuff out is a cleansing of the body. So that's what we're talking about here. But saying one needs a spiritual cleanse and then understanding how to go about achieving this cleanse are two very different things. So before you continue with your cleanse, it's important to note the reasons why you need one. Here are the ways you can start your cleanse. First, you got to identify the energies that need cleansing. Before you continue with your cleanse, note the reasons for doing it. What bad energies are you harboring? Why do you think you're experiencing these things? This will give you an idea of what needs to be focused on. Perhaps you've recently experienced some recent relationship issues or issues surrounding work. So in what part of your life is the negative energy most surrounding you? And that's a good place to start. So then we release the burden to a more powerful source. This is the most important part, I think, and unfortunately it also is the part a lot of people struggle with. Releasing your burden to a more powerful source could mean prayer, could mean affirmation, could mean just giving it up to God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, and finding comfort in that. Others may need to get out and connect with nature because that, to them, is their higher power source. Writers may release their burdens into poetry or prose and put it down on paper. Artists release into their painting and so on. Some may even be able to achieve this through exercise or running. We're putting that energy back into the earth as we're pounding it. Whatever your device may be, the most important thing is that you are able to release this energy out to a greater source than you and unburden yourself from it. Give it up and believe that it will be gone. Next, you want to move in and fill yourself with positive vibes, right? Like, you don't want to fill yourself back up with negative energy. Fill yourself with positive information and vibes. Once you're depleted of these negative energies, new space will be created for yourself. Fill that space with positive energy. Anytime, so think about it, because anytime we do a physical detox, you know, one would typically want to then eat well, fresh vegetables, drink lots of water. So the same goes for the spirit. Once you've purged out the toxins, purged out the negative energies, it's time to fuel yourself with more positive things. I know, easier said than done, right? Well, no, nothing's easier said than done. It takes practice, especially if you have been feeding yourself negativity for a long time. It can actually be kind of difficult to transition to change your spiritual diet so quickly. So the best way to change is to change your thinking, which means you must force yourself to remain in the moment and stay conscious of your thinking until you can position your brain into a new path for thinning this stuff out. And you've got to be willing to make some sacrifices, because again, change is not easy. We have to stay focused. You're going to have to do things you don't want to do, right? Like, what's your spiritual gym going to be? How are you going to do this? I mean, maintaining a focus, you know, sometimes we'll have to have sacrifice. And we'll have to let go of certain situations or memories or sometimes people in our lives that are toxic to our spirit. When we get really quiet with ourselves and we really understand where we need to purge, sometimes it's people in our lives. These people may either force their negativity on you, or they fuel addiction that's been added to the problems, prevented you from thinking clearly to cleanse your spirit sooner than now. So if you prepare yourself at the beginning that, yeah, there may be some sacrifices, and that may include some people, you won't catch yourself by surprise when, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to let that person go. And then we've got to change the way we perceive the world around us. We can't stay in this negative bubble that everything is doom and gloom, because it's not. There are inherently good people in the world. There are inherently good situations in the world. And we've got to seek those things. There are beautiful things to see. There are beautiful things to experience. We've got to stay in that mindset. You know, a lot of those negative energies that we have absorbed over life have come from how we view the world. And it begins with sight, you know, from the first time we open our eyes, we begin perceiving the world and our thinking starts to take shape around what we see. And then it's what we experience and everything else and what we feel. So a lot of times our thoughts are really based on what we perceive. So if we start to look through a different lens, we start to see the world in a little bit of a different way, and we start to see ourselves in that world in a different way, and things become a little bit more positive. So what we perceive in a moment is sometimes a choice. Sometimes we have wrong thinking from something we are in and what we are witnessing. And when we can step back and we say, oh, actually, I only thought that. That wasn't actually true. So we have to be very cognizant and aware of what we're thinking and what we're perceiving. And what we choose to look at and what we choose to experience is our choice. So if you change your perception, you change your thinking. When you change your thinking into a more positive aspect, more positive things start to appear for you. So what's your spiritual gym going to look like? Who are you going to surround yourself with that are positive, uplifting? What are things you're going to say to yourself? What are affirmations that you can place all around your house? What are things that you're going to say to yourself in a positive manner and kick the negative Nelly of yourself to the side? What are those positive situations you can put yourself in? What are the negative things you put aside? Every time you make this conscious choice to remove something toxic or negative from your life, it allows room for positive things to come in. So what's your spiritual cleanse going to be around? What are you struggling with? How are you going to perceive it now in a positive light? Has there been something that's been really bothering you that if you just look at it in a different way, you see the better side of it? What's your spiritual gym going to be? What are the things you're going to read? What are the things you're going to watch? Watch how you take in media. Who are the people you surround yourself with? What are the activities you do? Do you get out into nature? Do you take walks? Do you exercise? All of these things make up how your spirit will thrive or not. You know, I've done spiritual cleanses throughout my life, but I tend to now live, I think, just a more spiritual, positive life. And therefore, these things tend to just come naturally now of who I'm surrounded with. The second I realize that someone is not good for me, how I back off and move away. What are the things that I allow into my life? What are the things I push away because they're not good for me? You know, and I can honestly say that once we've made this shift in thinking, a lot of negative things just don't even come in. They just don't even show up because there's no room for them. I have been making these conscious choices to keep the negativity out. Therefore, it can't even come in. Meditation, sitting quietly, writing, journaling, good people, good thoughts, good food. Drink a lot of water. All right, those are my thoughts on a spiritual cleanse. Of course, we can go much more in depth, and I potentially will in another episode into one or more of these side topics and get a little deep and let's really talk about it. I'd be curious what you have to say. Please feel free to reach out at HeidiDallaire.com or LoveWideOpen.com. Sign up for the newsletter so you can get information from me. I've got a couple of free courses and some paid courses that are in the works. I would love to be able to get that information to you. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.